Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt, and this is day 14 of our 40 days of Teshuvah. The goal of El Chet is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua, and to become conformed to His image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is to never give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress. And this is a time to do spiritual cleaning. 13. For the sin that we have sinned before you, willfully and carelessly. Willful sin. Do we have a cut and paste Bible? What is a cut and paste Bible? It is when we decide what we will obey and not obey. We want the blessings, but not the if clause. The if clause is where our Father says, if you do this or obey, you will be blessed. We use the phrase, we are not under the law, as an excuse not to obey. The law that you have been freed from is the law of sin and death. Nowhere in the Word does it state that you are no longer under God's Torah, teachings, and instructions. To say that is a misinterpretation of Scripture. 1 John 3:4, everyone who keeps sinning is violating Torah. Indeed, sin is violation of Torah. James 4:17, or also known as Yaakov, so then anyone who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it is committing a sin. That word know in the Greek is oida, from the same root as idon, to see. It is perfect tense with a present meaning, signifying primarily to have seen or perceived, hence to know, to have knowledge of, whether absolutely, as in divine knowledge, and it also means fullness of knowledge. We know what the word says, but through a choice of our will, we choose not to obey. Careless sin or unintentional. In other words, we sinned out of ignorance of the word or His Torah. We did not know we were being disobedient or acting contrary to His teaching and instructions. But ignorance is not an excuse to keep on sinning, especially those of us who live in a country where we are free to read our Bibles. Not all people have that freedom, but we do in America. Careless sins can be avoided by being a good student of the Word of God, and when we see a command that we can obey, we need to obey it. This is where being part of a God-fearing, Torah-submissive, Messianic community is important, and being under a pastor or rabbi and good teachers, so we know how to walk out our salvation in reverence and obedience to God. Ephesians 4:11-13. Furthermore, He gave some people as emissaries, some as prophets, some as proclaimers of the good news, and some as shepherds and teachers. Their task is to equip God's people for the work of service that builds the body of Messiah, until we all arrive at the unity implied by trusting and knowing the Son of God, at full manhood, at the standard and maturity set by the Messiah's perfection. Romans 6:16-23. Don't you know that if you present yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, then of the one whom you are obeying, you are slaves, whether of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to being made righteous. By God's grace, you who were once slaves to sin, obeyed from your heart the pattern of teaching to which you were exposed. And after you had been set free from sin, you became enslaved to righteousness. I am using popular language because your human nature is so weak. For just as you used to offer your various parts as slaves to impurity and lawlessness, which led to more lawlessness, so now offer your various parts as slaves to righteousness, which leads to being made holy, set apart for God. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in relationship to righteousness. But what benefit did you derive from the things which you are now ashamed? The end result of those things was death. However, now freed from sin and enslaved to God, you do get the benefit. It consists in being made holy, set apart for God, and its end result is eternal life. For what one earns from sin is death, But eternal life is what one receives as a free gift from God in union with the Messiah Yeshua, our Lord. This is the complete Jewish Bible translation. I just want to read a few of the what I call if verses. And these are from the Tree of Life version. Isaiah 1:19. If you are willing and obey, you will eat the good of the land. Verse 20. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of Adonai has spoken it. Isaiah 58:9. Then you will call, and Adonai will answer. You will cry, and he will say, Here I am, if you get rid of the yoke among you, finger-pointing and bad-mouthing. Isaiah 58:10. If you give yourself to the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then your light will rise in darkness, and your gloom will be like noonday. Isaiah 58:13. If you turn your back from your foot from Shabbat, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call Shabbat a delight, the holy day of Adonai honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, not seeking your own pleasure, nor speaking your usual speech. Jeremiah 15:19. Therefore, thus says Adonai, if you return, I will restore you. You will stand before me. If you extract the precious from the worthless, you will be as my mouth. Let them turn to you, but you must not turn to them. Jeremiah 17:24. However, if you listen attentively to me, says Adonai, to bring in no burden through the gates of the city on Yom Shabbat, but sanctify Yom Shabbat, and not work on it. Verse 27, but if you do not listen to me to keep the Shabbat holy, by not bearing a burden or entering through the gates of the Jerusalem on Yom Shabbat, then I will set its gates on fire, and it will consume the citadels of Jerusalem and not be quenched. And then last, John 14:15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Our Father, our King, Father, we thank you and ask you to give us a willing heart of obedience. For to obey is better than sacrifice. We ask you to forgive us for not being obedient to your commands, Father, not being obedient to your instructions, not being obedient to your call. Father, we thank you that you are restoring us, Father, and that you are giving us, Father, this time of teshuvah, this time of repentance, Father, to do spiritual house cleaning and to search our hearts. And Father, we thank you that we have willing hearts, hearts that want to obey you, hearts that want to do your will. In Yeshua's name, amen.